It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Carrie is a well-known Stephen King book, a famous Brian De Palma movie, and an infamous Broadway musical, which opened and closed in virtually the same instant in 1988. But like the character herself, Carrie the musical just won't stay quiet in her grave. Now the MCC Theater has brought Carrie back to the New York stage for the first time in a production directed by Stafford Arima. Charles, how is this Carrie different? It's the same book and score, isn't it?
Well, the book and score have been altered. They've eliminated some of the numbers that were considered the most preposterous. There's no longer a chorus of kids singing Kill the Pig, as there was in the original. And there have been modest tweaks to the book as well. So it is actually quite a different version. Most notably, the tone is entirely different.
All right. So if Carrie isn't new, is she at least improved? I mean, after all, Maren Mazie plays her mom. That's got to be a step in the right direction.
Well, she is a wonderful musical theater actress, and she sings the songs beautifully. Some of them are quite effective, the duets for Carrie and her mother, in a sort of pseudo-operatic way. However, you know, it's a fairly ludicrous concept that hasn't gone away. And so while they've tamed it down, they haven't really eliminated some of the fundamental absurdity. And at the same time, you want a little bit of that juice that made it so, you know, spectacularly famous for its awfulness.
What else in the cast is interesting about this rendition of Carrie as opposed to the first version? Who was the mother in the first version?
Well, it's interesting because Betty Buckley played the gym teacher, and in the stage version on Broadway, she played the mother, and she was apparently quite effective. I've seen clips of it on YouTube, and she was quite amazing, I have to say. And in this version, Maren Mazie sort of tames the role a bit because I think that the entire concept is to make it less gothic, less over the top. But she's still quite effective.
The show extended its run, though, even before it opened. So what does that say about this Carrie and about maybe other famous flops that might be worth resurrecting somehow?
Well, I think Carrie is sort of the apotheosis, as it were, of bad Broadway musicals. I mean, it really has become this sort of marker. We've certainly seen a lot of bad musicals before and since, but I think in a weird way, its sensibility has infected, you know, musical theater proper. We see a lot of mocking musicals today. I mean, there's a musical version of Silence of the Lambs that's recently been done. So we no longer really need to probably resurrect bad shows to laugh at them. We have new shows that we can laugh at.
MCC Theater's production of Carrie is at the Lucille Lortel Theater. Charles Isherwood will be back next week, too, as we go around Broadway with the New York Times here on WQXR.